cliffcentral.com.
Now, as we go up to the festive season and it becomes a time of giving, there's a new way for you to make a difference in the lives of those who might need it. Now, you may know the name Reg Lascaris. He's not only the co-founder of TBWA Hunt Lascaris, but he's now putting effort into helping a project, which is an early learning school for underprivileged kids called the Kusana Project in a simple way. Now, we talk about Black Friday and all the specials. You can either go out and try to shop for a special for yourself or actually do something very, very simple and get involved with this great project. Reg just started a band, writing some cool music with it, and only asking you to download the songs. The proceeds go straight to helping children. They're not making any money out of this. If you want to find out more, Reg is on the line to tell us more now. But I want to play you the song and let you hear some of this. The band is called Uncorked, because they're in Franschhoek. Everything in Franschhoek's about wine. So this band is called Uncorked, and I want you to listen to this. They perform only for charity, which is really cool because, you know, making music is really a talent. It's a skill. It's an ability that very few people have. And if you can write a song, and more than that, if you can get your song out on the internet and people can download it and actually send that money straight to charity, that sounds like a great idea. And over the last 3 years, this band has probably raised about 2 to 3 million rand, which they've donated to various causes. Yeah, we just heard about these people who defrauded the Eastern Cape for 3 million rand. Here are people who are playing in a band and raising 3 million rand for people who
Everything
really
works out, you see.
Well, you see, it's balancing the books. So it's amazing. Nick Davies, who's the founder of Weatherly's, now a champagne maker. Reg Lascaris, who was one of the founders of Hunt Lascaris, the great ad agency here in South Africa. They decided to write some original music. So the first two songs are called Champagne on Ice and Hey Today. Take a listen to this quickly. And you can get them on Apple Music. Is that right? Okay, take a listen. Here's some of it, just to give you an idea of what they sound like. This is the band Uncorked. And you can find them by searching on Apple Music. All the proceeds go to charity. They're also available on Spotify worldwide.
Hey, today, tell me, baby, what you say. Hey, hey.
So all the proceeds from the songs are going to the Kusasa Project, which is an early learning school for underprivileged kids. There are about 150 children at the school, and the school costs about 4 million rand to run annually. They're trying a pass the parcel fundraising basis. That's asking people to download and then ask their friends to download the two songs so that they can support the amazing project. And obviously, when you download the song, then that money goes straight to charity.
Tell me, baby,
this is actually Reg singing. You thought he was just in advertising. And they've got other singers too. Reg, good morning. How are you?
Fine, Gareth, and you?
Fine. Happy Friday, and well done on the terrific songs that you and your band Uncorked have put out there.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah, it's and
I've got.
Go on.
I've got Nick Davies with me, who's the co-author of the songs.
Very good.
And so we're both here.
Excellent.
Morning, Gareth.
How are you doing, Nick? Well done on the songs.
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Good,
thank you very much.
So, listen, we've got two songs here, Champagne on Ice and Hey Today, and the whole theme around your band is kind of where you guys are in the winelands, and the fact that Nick makes champagne and Reg, we know you make wine. And you've both had incredible and successful careers in business in South Africa, and now you're giving back. And this is part of what you guys do. You have this band, and you only perform for charity, right?
Yeah, that's right. We only do charity. We're in a very fortunate position that we can do that and also have quite a large band. We've got 8 members in our band, all ex-professional musicians who've retired down in the winelands and now want to live out their passion playing some music with us, which has been brilliant.
And give stuff back.
Yo, how did you even get together? I mean, did you all just meet up at a dinner one night and you started talking about music and decided this is what we want to do? How did it all happen?
I'll tell you what happened, Gareth. Was I arrived in Franschhoek and I met Nick. And we started talking about what are we going to do that's good for our brains. And we decided we let's get into music and let's start building a band, which is what we started doing.
And it just came together. Did you manage to find all the components? Because, you know, some people play guitar, some people play the drums, some people can sing.
Yeah, what happened, I think, you know, at heart, we are all frustrated air guitar players and we'd all like to be in a band.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's in the shower or just frustrating your partner. So, you know, Reg and I got together and we decided that, you know, this is what we wanted to do. And we started in a very small way, just singing a few songs.
Right.
And then, as I said earlier, we were very lucky to engage with some real professional players with quite a good pedigree in music. So that really helped us get along. And it's taken us roughly 4 to 5 years to get to where we are now. And, of course, the real sort of take is to write songs. So, you know, you can do covers. So these are the first two songs that we wrote. And Champagne on Ice is our number one song that we wrote. And, you know, the champagne industry is expanding at a huge rate. It's the biggest growth in wine sales at the moment is sparkling wines and champagnes.
Wow.
So it just sort of seemed the right fit to write a song about that.
And it's also that time of year where people are celebrating and champagne seems like the perfect accompaniment to good times and to people enjoying themselves. And, you know, sometimes it's also nice when you're doing that to think about other people. And this brings me to the charitable aspect of what you do. I know, Reg, you've been very involved in a school in Franschhoek. It's one of the oldest schools in South Africa. And you helped last year, I think it was, or could even have been the year before, to build a little like movie theater and start a film festival there, which has helped the school to pay for a lot of the maintenance and the rebuilding and even some additions. Just tell us that story quickly.
Yeah, well, what happened, as you say, Gareth, is the second oldest school in the country, which is a government school, and it's not getting much support. And all the kids that go there are underprivileged kids, and the school's falling apart. So we managed to take over the library and redo it completely and turn it into a theater, multi-purpose theater, which shows movies. You know, we have chats there. We drink wine there. And all the proceeds from the theater are now going to support the school. So the band does the same sort of thing. And the project we're working on now, which is the Kusasa project, is exactly that. It's an early learning center.
Mm-hmm.
And all the money from the songs are going to Kusasa.
So where do you guys perform usually? Is it at large venues? Is it mostly in Franschhoek? Is it when people invite you guys for an event? Is it when festivals are on? Where do you usually perform? And if people wanted to see you live, where can they?
Yeah, we do perform at large venues, and it's usually linked to some charity fundraiser. So we'll do, for example, the Rhino Ball or Hospice or SPCA is another one. And then we will link in with the people who would be, organizing the event and, you know, do it that way. And then we have a few of our own ones that we do in Franschhoek. And then we sell tickets and we raise money like that.
That's amazing. The two songs are available on Spotify and on Apple Music. All the proceeds go to charity. People must just download them, really, and get other people to download them as well. And let's try to get these things flowing.
That'll be great, Gareth. That'll be really good. Yeah, you've just gone to Spotify, look for Uncorked Champagne on Ice and Hey Today, and every download, the money goes to charity.
Fantastic. How many people did you say were in the band?
Eight of us.
Yeah. Sometimes seven, sometimes eight.
You know, because nobody gets any money for their performance, we have the real, you know, the luxury of being able to do that. And the other thing we do is we invite guest artists to sing with us. So on Champagne, Lisa Maynard, who came second in Idols, I think it was in 2014. I think you were the judge then.
Yeah.
She sings that song.
Oh.
And she also buys it to the charity thing. So we're very lucky that we can invite people. Our youngest person that's performed us is a 10-year-old trumpet player.
Yeah.
And then next year we're going to put a choir together from the Kusasa school that we are involved with as our backup singers. Now, those kids are from about 3 till 6 years old, and we're going to put 20 of them together for our next song, which we're busy writing at the moment.
That's fantastic. Well, well done to both of you and to the rest of the band too. And if people want to find out more, go and look up Uncorked. They're on Apple Music and on Spotify. download the song, and you can help this Kisasa project. Thank you so much, Reg and Nick.
Thank you very much, Garrett.
Well,
good to speak to you both.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.